This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. India now has more than 6.2 million total COVID-19 cases out of its 1.3 billion citizens. But a new study by National Health Authority says the actual number could be 10 times higher. The Indian Council of Medical Research reported this week that 1 in 15 individuals over 10 years old contain the antibodies left behind from an earlier infection based on blood tests taken of more than 29,000 people across the nation between mid-August and mid-September. Dr. Balram Bhargava, who heads the group that did the study, said the survey found that 15.6% of all slum residents were found to have antibodies, compared to 8.2% for all non-slum urban area residents and 4.4% for rural residents. India is second only to the United States in the number of novel coronavirus cases and deaths. The virus has surged since public transport, markets, hotels, and restaurants reopened in most cities after India began easing its stringent lockdown. COVID-19 has killed more than 1 million people worldwide, including about 97,000 in India, 143,000 in Brazil, and 206,000 in the United States. And U.S. entertainment giant Disney announced it will lay off 28,000 workers, the majority of them at the company's theme parks in the U.S. states of Florida and California. The layoffs are emblematic of the devastation the pandemic has wrought on the travel and tourism industry, as potential visitors avoid the risk of infection from being in large crowds. And former FBI Director James Comey is testifying today before a U.S. Senate committee. He's a principal figure behind the U.S. investigation into links between Russia and President Donald Trump's 2016 election campaign.